Fridays are lazy vibe. No, scratch that. Fridays are lazy days with a different and awesome and beautiful and oh my god kind of vibe. Yes. And on Fridays, it's Fridays you decide to put on that, you know, a car that's been in your wardrobe, that you can't wait from Mondays to Thursdays. You decide to slay it in a different kind of way to your office or wherever you're going to. It's on Fridays you decide that, no, I'm not putting on my shirt and tie. Yes, I'm just going to wear jeans and t-shirt. Fridays are one of the best days ever. And today is another Friday. I am so excited. So welcome to Kajri, guys. Kajri. Yes. And today is the glory to God for a new episode. Today is our Thank God It's Friday edition again. Oh, he's excited. That means all is excited. I feel like you guys should understand my excitement already, or like you should just be used to it by now, and you should also tap into that excitement. I have a lot to share. Yes. And so today is still going to be awesome. We're giving you our top 10, and let me just tell you, the top 10 is not like the normal ones we used to give you. Hey God, this new one, this top 10 today is going to be you want to hear, be wait, just keep on listening, you hear. I'm keeping you in suspense. Yes. And if, wait, before I move on, if you are a returning listener, welcome back. I'm telling you a big welcome back, because we love you so much. Like, welcome, like, we love you. Thank you for coming back. And this is your first time. Please, I need the piano. Let's this is now a church now. Let's sing now. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. Hey, come on. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. I can hear all over you. Or see which one? I can see you. Point is, we're really glad that you clicked on that link to listen to this, and we are so grateful. We love you, and we hope to see more or hear more of you. I'm really not sure what to use right now, but you get my point, right? And so right after this break, we're starting the show, you know, like starting that you guys will actually know what our content is going to be about. Stay tuned in, we'll be right back. Love you.
Hey guys, how are you doing? I hope you've had a great week so far. So yeah, welcome to Kajri's most exciting segment, which is our famous top 10 countdowns. And today basically we're counting down the top 10 craziest things ever done for love. So we know love itself may not be crazy and all, but it surely makes people do awkward, crazy, unbelievable stuff like faking your own death, eloping, and the rest. So without even knowing it, we get a little overboard with it and we just plainly do crazy stuff. So today we are going to top 10 craziest things done for love, and I'm so excited. So number 10 today, we have someone who says, I borrowed nearly $500,000 for him to rent an apartment because he got a job outside of the city and then he had to move. Then I realized that dude actually moved into the new apartment with his baby mama. Like, with his baby mama. That's so crazy. After you've borrowed $500,000, $500K. To rent apartment for somebody's 9 months, you then realize he's living with someone else. Gosh, left for me, I'll just withdraw that rent. I'll just withdraw the money and be like, no, I am no longer interested. You can move on with your baby mama.
Yeah. This will be that you've been in love and then you are doing crazy things. It is well. My own next one. This one is even mind-blowing. I don't even understand how you can even do that. But well, I guess she was in love. Okay, so guys, basically, this girl had a boyfriend after her secondary school. And then the guy usually play football. And then one day he twisted his ankle. Then she didn't make her WAEC the first year, and she had to rewrite it. So she had to choose between, the doctor said if he doesn't treat his ankle as soon as possible, it would get worse. So she had to choose. I didn't see how that is an option, but apparently she had to choose between paying for a WAEC, like registering for a WAEC, or paying for the boyfriend's treatment. Now, if you have it. I don't know if that, all that is even possible for you to think that you should choose your education, like choose the boyfriend over education. Boyfriend that will never even last. I'm sure they broke up like maybe 2 months after. What the hell? But oh well. Love. This love, eh? Oh my God. This is, let's fall in love too now.
Well, the one that me just said now, eh? That one to shock me. But well, we know what love can do, right? Well, let's move on to number 8. This one here says, I scammed my parents for money in the university and bought my boyfriend a 45,000 naira wristwatch. Eh? 45,000 naira designer wristwatch. Well, I think she's trying to prove that, yeah, what a guy can do in a relationship, a girl can do better. But not in this context. Girl, you're scamming your parents for 45k. If I have 45k by account, eh? Just somebody should just bless me with 45,000 naira. I will not use my two left legs and go and buy a wristwatch for one bobo. No, no, no. That 45k, I know what to do in my life now. And besides, we're talking about scamming your parents. Maybe you, probably she said, we want to use it for a course form or a course registration or this or a handout. Oh, come on, come on. Love, what? Oh, jeez. This is so unbelievable. Well, I'm sure this is not the only crazy one we have on the list. Let's see what that means for us, shall we?
Okay, so my next one is basically, it's the secondary school love, yes. In this case, the guy had a girlfriend in like SS2, and then this girl was being punished. You know that point whereby, this period where the seniors do handing over, that kind of time, they're always so angry, kind of. And so during this time, and I don't even know. So the girl did something during like the labor assembly and she was being punished. And the labor prefect asked that who wants to like fill in for her, take her place. And being the loyal and awesome and, you know, caring boyfriend that he was, he decided to fill in the girlfriend's place. But when he got there, apparently the labor prefect said that since it is now a boy that is filling in the place, let me add flogging and beat the hell out of this boy. Beat the love out of him. I'm sure he hasn't recovered now. Yes, he hasn't recovered now. Like, crazy things happen for love. But you know, love is a great feeling, to be honest with you guys. It is awesome. Like, really, really awesome. But we don't have to do stupid things now. When you're falling in love, please, please don't let your head fall too. Like, make sure your head is intact so you think very well, guys. Come on, come on.
Hey, well, moving on. Number 6. This one says, I emptied my savings to buy a car and get an apartment because of a woman. Then she broke up with me 2 weeks after. Father Christmas. 2 weeks after getting her a car and an apartment. Then she called it quits. Hey! Starting the pain, sleepless nights, course on the mountain. Oh, Jesus. 2 weeks after getting her an apartment, I'm sure it's fully furnished because you can't just get her an apartment like that. Then you get her an apartment and you get her a car. And then 2 weeks later, 14 days, she calls you and says, guy, we can't go. Hey, oh, Jesus. If I was that guy, you would marry me. But honestly, to be honest and fair, I don't think getting a lady something basically means you're entitled to owning her. But still, this girl should have at least pity this boy now, eh? Or Raji. Well, let's go on to see what we have next, shall we?
Hey, how would you empty your savings, eh? Buy a car, an apartment for a babe, are you going to break up 2 weeks after? This life no balance at all. Oh my God, I'm feeling this guy's pain. I don't know who else is feeling this pain like I am right now, but let me just tell you, that one is small. This one, fine, probably the guy was not of pain, but this one is physical pain that he was in. That one is emotional pain, physical pain too. And I'm bringing you another secondary school love. Oh my God, those ones are just, they are the craziest ones I've seen so far. This one happened in the Federal Government College at somewhere in Lagos, basically. And then this guy liked this girl, you know, he had a crush on her, he loved her so much. And then he snuck out of night prep and had to talk to this babe. But luck was not on his side because Mopo caught him. Ah, my guy suffered. He suffered that day. And you know, you guys, if you know Mopos well, you know that they are not actually, they don't even smile, because they will look at that. We've also been in this kind of case before now. They dealt with him properly. This guy crawled on a tarred road, like from a very long distance, and his whole body peeled. What we do for love. And now for a break, I'm giving you guys a lovey kind of song, because like all of us are in a love mood today. So just stay tuned in, we'll be right back.
What would I do without your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out? You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down, I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you.
Well, it seems these stories keep on getting crazier as we get to the top of the list. Well, we have one here who basically turned herself into a campus wife, even though you know. She says, I abandoned my medical classes, emphasis on the medical student, almost science, to do final year projects for final year engineering students. Then I found myself washing clothes, cooking, and cleaning daily. Imagine, from being a full-time pledge medical student to a full-time campus wife. How did it happen? Then your mother will be at home, or your father, or your parents, and will tell and basically be announcing to everyone and anyone who cares to listen, and even those who don't, that my daughter is a medical student, not knowing that your daughter has gotten married in the university already. She's already a full-time campus wife. Well, it seems when we're in love, we do unbelievable things. But I guess I'll just have one more prayer point to tell God that, God, don't let me do anything crazy for love, like abandoning my studies and a whole lot of other important things just because of love. Come on. Then let's imagine this, the worst case scenario, after the old campus wife duties and all of that, then he comes and tells her, thank you, you've been such a darling, but we can't end up together. Ish! Bomb. I'll just sit down and think about my life. How did I get here? God, how? That thing, it's campaign. Well, basically, love is blind. Let's see what we have at number 3. Dami, hit us up.
Okay. Okay, so I have one that is very close to this campus wife issue too. This one, she turned herself to a sales girl. The guy went for a service here, and then he also went to Cotonou, and he bought some bales of clothes. And then the girl felt it was her duty as the girlfriend to help him to sell the Okrika clothes. So she turned herself to a sales girl, basically walking around hostels and schools and started selling clothes, knocking, and some people even owe her money, and she was embarrassed. She was degraded. Like, she just went through a lot because of that guy. Guess what? They broke up 3 months after everything. So sad. So sad. Love. I hope you guys enjoyed that song that we played. That song is I feel like that song is a legend on its own. And wow, and John Legend sang it. Did you guys hear my rhyme right now? Oh my god. Okay, let's move on.
And then we're number two. Number two, really unbelievable. He says, I drove from Lekki to Ife. Ife is situated at Ilorin. Let's be sure about that. Around 10 p.m. to pick up a girl because she said she has no transport or there is no bus or bike around. Then I got there and found out that Babe's phone was switched off. Then wait, when you now, Jesus, you are in your house 10 p.m. at Lekki, then you receive the call and she tells you I'm at Ife and there's no transport here to pick me up, and then you pick up your keys, you drive to Ife, Ilorin, Lekki, Ilorin, the distance, the hold up, the journey, the stress, and then you get there and her phone is switched off. So what's the essence of calling you when you don't even have by your phone? Or couldn't she just simply get a hotel or just get an accommodation? But she calls on a superhero, Superman, and then Superman flies to action, gets to the point of where he's supposed to help the lady, and then figured out that, hey, Ashe, she does not even have battery in her phone. Basically, or maybe she even switched it off deliberately. That one is only God that knows. But going from Lekki to Ife at 10 p.m. in the night is crazy. There is no other word to describe that action. It's crazy. It's mad. And it's for love. Can I get an Well, it seems this love of a thing is more mysterious than we think it is. Because for you to be in your right senses and then you drive from Lekki to Ife, love is intoxicating. Well, let's see what Dami has got for us at number one.
Okay, so we're at number one and our final one now. So it has to do with studying themselves too. Sales boy, sales girl, house boy, house girl. This particular one is actually the guy told himself to a sales boy, basically. He likes this particular girl in the university year too. And the girl's mom had a stall in the university, in the school. And so he had his friend. They go there together just to ask out for the girl to notice him. And then one day, the mother needed something and they had to go get it. And so from that day onwards, it became like a round boy. Go and get that. Go and get this. And he always went because he wanted to impress the girl. But guess what? The shocking part, the best part, or probably the worst part in the guy's point of view, the girl had the boyfriend when he asked her out. So sad. Shocking. Sad. But basically, I'm trying to make my mouth now that if I'm the one, oh my god, she must date me. So you think I like Wokabi? You think I just like your mom's face? That's how I've been coming, right? But the point is, you can't actually do anything. I mean, I feel like you should have tried to ask the girl out before he turned himself to an errand boy. Yeah, that would have made more sense. Abby, what do you guys think? And so that is that for our love, courageous thing we do for love. The point is just, love is actually a very, very beautiful feeling, a great feeling. But the point is that, while falling in love, please, let's use our common sense. Don't let that emotion, because it's a really, really strong one, cloud your judgment or decide, make you have bad decisions, Just try as much as possible to not let your head fall or your common sense fall in love as well. Yeah. And so moving on now, we're going to our entertainment news, guys. Stay tuned in. We'll be right back.
Well, welcome to the segment called Entertainment News on Causerie, where we serve to you all the gist making waves in the entertainment industry on a platter of gold, fresh, hot, and spicy. Yes, so we're going to be kicking into the top stories that have been going viral on the social media platforms. And the first one is, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Wizkid. Yeah, happy 30th birthday to Wizzy Boy, Star Boy. Oh, you know. So, Adeji Ibrahim Balogun, popularly known as Wizkid, born on the 16th of July 1990, is celebrating his birthday today. And all Wizkid FC fans are excited. Yes, so we all knew Wizkid after he dropped the hit back then, you know, Holla at Your Boy, that song, I love that song. And then we moved to Joel Legba, to I Need a One Dance, you know, that one dance made waves in the world, not just in Nigeria. And then Jero. So basically, Wizkid has been smashing it, hit after hit. Hot after hot, and we're not getting tired. So wait, let me just say this before I continue. If your birthday is today, I give you the permission to go and stop Wizkid in his DM. But don't say it's me. Just disturb and say, guy, as birthday mate, afana, get. So yes, we're celebrating Wizkid today in a grand style. Because we love our Wizkid, and we're not going to get tired of him anytime soon. Yeah, so let's move on. Bob Risky is in the news. Idris Okuneye, popularly known as Bob Risky, is allegedly 2 weeks pregnant. The male Barbie, transgender, whatever you want to call him, is carrying a child, as per what it says. Yeah, so in a video that's been going viral, we see Bob Risky dancing to the Dukem music with his big baby bump, you know, I can't wait to be a mummy, I'm so happy and all of that. And everybody has been going haywire, Bob Risky is pregnant. Me, I'm just concerned as to who the father is, because I'm curious. Yes, let's put it that way. I'm curious to know who impregnated the male Barbie. But since I may not get my curiosity satisfied, but no problem. Well, congratulations to him, allegedly, as he is carrying a baby and he has come out to say he can't wait to be a mommy. He's so happy for himself and his bae, and Tonto DK and a whole lot of others have congratulated him. Yeah, crazy, but kind of sweet though. Well, it seems this BBN Niger season is going to be spicy, as fast rising Nigerian crossdresser Daniel Anthony, popularly known as Jay Boogie, is set to become the first crossdresser in the reality TV show. Yeah, so you might know Jay Boogie as the guy who has been placed side by side Bob Risky as if they're in a sort of competition and all of that. But Jay Boogie has come out to tell the world, Nigeria in particular, on a social media page that he is set to become one of the housemates of the Big Brother Niger season, whatever season we are in. And it's starting on the 19th of July. So if you don't know, let me just use this as a bonus. Big Brother Niger season, whatever we are in, is starting on the 19th of July. Mark your calendars. Me, I want to start watching this Big Brother since it's getting interesting, because I only started, you know, understanding the whole story behind the Big Brother while watching the reunion show. So I'm set out, baby, to watch this season. Yeah, I must finish it. So yes, it seems it's going to be a huge, huge excitement and blast of fun, as we are going to have a cross-dresser in the house. It's going to bring up a lot of secrets. We're going to know who is gay and who is not gay, who is transgender and who is not transgender. So, just mark your calendars. I promise you, with this story that there's a cross-dresser in the house, it's going to be fun. You know what? Let's see what Damian's got for us.
And so for my own entertainment news, I have Patron King Awards fully paid scholarship, university scholarship to 10 persons across Africa. Things like this make me so happy. Like, it's Nigerian Afro-Reggae music artist Potoran King has inaugurated a scholarship program at the Awards Philip Page University Scholarship to 10 persons across Africa. This is really nice, giving people opportunities. There's so many smart people out there that don't have the fund, and but people that actually are influential and, you know, have this money can stand up and decide to do it. It makes me really, really happy. Like, really, 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 really happy. And so, on a lighter note, I also have someone celebrating birthday today. Happy birthday to you. And so, this week, Professor Wole Soyinka celebrated his 86th birthday. I'm praying for him that may he continue to grow in God's good health and wisdom. And, you know, we're just praying for him for more life. Yes, more life. He can't die yet. Nah. We want him around. More life. And so, guys, that is all for that for this week's entertainment news. I hope you guys enjoyed every bit of it. And moving on now, we're going to be having a big question of the day. Stay tuned in right after the short break. We'll kickstart into that.
Segment called Question of the Day. Yeah, the big question of the day in Kazuri. And yeah, we have a question on our table that we want to trash out right now. Opposite sex best friends attract relationships or not? Simple English. Can a guy in a relationship have a girl as a best friend? And can a girl in a relationship have a guy as a best friend? So, I think it depends on the level of maturity. If I am to answer the question, because you need to know where limits stand and boundaries. And again, if we're to look at another angle, I feel like the person you're in a relationship with should be your best friend. Am I making sense here? I feel you should be able to tell your partner everything. But if you have got this best friend before you met your girlfriend or boyfriend or partner, boundaries, yes, key. Boundaries is the boundaries play a role in this friendship thingy and all of that. So if you have a girl as a best friend and then you're in a relationship, you have to let her know, okay, this is where you stop and this is where you start, this is when to call, this is not to call, this is how we should relate with each other, this is when to visit, this is not when to visit, and you know, just explain things, adapt, and change the way things have been, because right now you're in a relationship and I'm sure you don't want to break up right now. So you need to understand boundaries and keep to them religiously. Yes, then if that happens, I think we can all live happily ever after. So yes, I don't see it as a threat of some sort if we keep to boundaries and limitations. Well, let's see what other people have got to say.
Okay, so that's what you said about boundaries. I really understand that. It's actually quite important. As you saying best friend, bestie, let's break it out, because this age and time, we have different definitions of bestie. It's the kind of best that you guys are, you know, friends with benefits, bestie, parts go shift, or the kind of bestie that you guys are really, really best friends, that you talk to yourselves, you know, hang out, and it's plainly just friendship. So if it is the other bestie, then it is definitely a threat to the relationship. But then if it's just a friendship, then you guys can basically adjust. It was like, guy said something, was like, I can't let my girlfriend have a best friend, a male best friend. You know why? Because I also started as a best friend and now I'm boyfriend. So what does she need a best friend from? Please, I mean, not for her. I really understand that guy's points, because I mean, come on, I was also a friend before I became a boyfriend. Now, sister, please just leave best friend alone. I mean, not for you. What do you want to tell me? Talk to me, baby. That kind of thing. So the point is that if you guys are just best friends with, you know, friends, kind of best friends, you know, norms, you would understand when the other party goes, like your friend goes into a relationship. Obviously, some of the things that she tells you in norms, or that she tells you in norms, he won't be able to tell you again, because hey, he has his own babe now. She has her own babe now. And so you just have to make it work that way. But if it's that you have a boyfriend or you have a girlfriend and then you still call that your best friend every day, every day at least. You guys talk for like 2 hours, you know, get that best friend, everything, then your partner would definitely feel threatened by that kind of relationship. There is no, like, it is just normal. Fine, you may say, hey, it's not bothered. Isha knows that we've met ourselves before I met him. That kind of, it's a lie. Fine, you guys, you and the best friend, you met yourselves first, but you have to respect the fact that you're in a relationship now. And so you have to at least give a little space. I'm not saying you give so much space, but you guys will now drift apart. But at least to some extent, there's some things that you tell your best friend in the norms. When you enter a relationship, it is basically not right to tell them everything. And so that is all for our big question of the day. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. And then to round up the show, because we didn't do music countdown, I'll be giving you guys some songs. Alright guys, so this is the end of Kojri today, and I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great week ahead of you. We love you from Tosi and Dami, from Kojri. Stay safe, stay happy, live life.
Party, see what you carry. No more in the money, make a body gone. I won't give it to me sharply. Rose for me, yo. Baila, mommy, yo. I could do this all night long. Don't go, babe. Carry me, they go, babe. Carry over, no, babe. Shady in the end about you.
Which one be say, you know, if you trust person like me, oh, like that.
Shake me.
Which one be say, you know, one can give me your heart.
Oh, Lily.
Sparrowch.
Nice to meet ya. Betty Botta, say you can have my daughter. Make we link up later. Betty Botta, it go shock you like this. When you go see the wire, yeah, when you enter.
Which one be say, you know if you trust person like me like that. Yeah, so tell me how was I to know. Which one be say, you know what can give me your heart. Baby, I'm never letting you.
Nice to meet ya, Betty Bo. See, I am not a banker, but I could spray you dollars. My is dripping water.
Ice.
Pull a cool metal, turning you nice. Loving father to my son and my lovely daughters.
So which one we say? You know, be just passing like me, like that.
So tell me how was I to know?
Which one we say? You know what can give me your heart,
baby. I'm never.
Pastor's daughter,
go back.
Queen of Lamba, Ekere Loti Jagba, Biya Kisa. Skip that land, baby, see the thunting bar. She say, pipe me up. I'm not your plumber.
Which one we say, you know if you trust person like me like that.